Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
Did someone ever tell you that you're not good enough? Do you bury who you are for fear of disapproval? Our next guest, Temple Hayes, was raised in South Carolina and born to question literally everything, including her sexual identity. She turned to a new understanding of spirit to pull her from alcohol addiction and other fears. Welcome to our show, Temple.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
You know, I find it interesting, you know, I always love speaking to people who have recovered from something that they've gone through. And I'd love you to tell us a little bit about your experience so that people who are listening can, you know, identify with you and perhaps take some tips with them on if they're going through anything right now.
You bet. And, you know, all the things I've recovered from start with an S, sobriety, spirituality, and sexuality. I've kind of stayed with the S's this incarnation. But with me being so different growing up, I guess I would be tagged today like kids are called indigo children. I was just very gifted in a very small-minded, small town. It was very difficult for me. And so my talents, my gifts, if you will, were rejected. And I felt abandoned, not recognized. And so by the time I was 13, 14, I started doing the same thing to myself. Okay. And by that, I mean not listening. I knew the first time I took a drink of alcohol that it wasn't mine to do. I got violently ill, but I kept trying to do it and doing it better. It never got better, but I did it for another 14 and a half years. And I've been sober now, soon be 28 years.
Congratulations.
Never a struggle being sober. I think what people don't understand is the struggle is really when you're not listening and you're not doing what you know to do. That's the real struggle. The being in alignment with who you are, it doesn't mean you don't have any problems or challenges, but it's a whole different kind of experience.
You know, and I think that you make a really good point. And I think I want to talk a little bit about your book, When Did You Die? 8 Steps to Stop Dying Every Day and Start Waking Up. So I think that's such a powerful title. And I'd love you to talk a little bit about what you mean by dying. Because, you know, it's funny, a lot of people use the expression, oh, it's to die for. And I always tell people, no, it's to live for. So, you know, when I saw this and I was like, great, let's actually have a discussion about this. So I would love you to tell us a little bit about what the book is about and also why you chose that title.
It's so funny you said that. I say that all the time. I say that all the time. And I don't say anything is breathtaking either. I say it's breathtaking. Because it's
a whole different
window. But about the title of the book, actually, one publishing house, that was the thing they said is they wouldn't do the book because the title was terrible, where I feel like it's profound because it addresses people dying, not physically, even though we deny that a lot, and that is a core issue in our society, but it's more about dying energetically. It's people that are in relationships that they've never been themselves. It's people that work in a J-O-B and are not happy and waiting to get the 30-year pin. It's those kind of things that people have died to, their dreams, their hopes, their possibilities, their self-esteem. It's, to me, you know, there's nothing more fearful in the world than knowing that I lived this whole life and never tapped into who I was destined to be. So in that way, we have a lot of walking dead. We have people that are influenced by the news, the media, the opinions of other people that are not even people that have succeeded in the ways they desire, and therefore they're not really living organically, energetically to who they are. And it's a life of struggle, of feeling disconnected and drained. A lot of people, you know, blame their creator and they're mad when it's kind of like I say, if you put the address in the navigation system, listen to what it tells you. If it tells you turn left, left. If it says go right, please go right. If it says make a U-turn, well, you need to do that, you know. But you can't get mad at the navigating system in your car if you don't do what it says. And then you expect different results. And that's how so many people are going through everyday life. They're blaming their creator. They're mad at life. And they never listen to one thing they've been told. Except the wrong things, you know.
And I think you make a really good point. No, it's so true. It's a great point. And I think, you know, for a lot of people, they use excuses. Well, I don't have enough money to do something else, or I have to stay in this job because I'm supporting this, or I have to do it because of something my parents told me, or whatever their excuses are. And I think at the end of the day, when you're not happy and you're not living your true potential, then everyone around you suffers. So it's not only yourself that you're doing that that's hurting. It's, I guess, the people around you too, because when you're not happy, it's going to, you're going to reflect that. And I think that, you know, even if it's, you can't change a job, if there's something you could share with our, you know, our listeners, they might say, well, yeah, okay, great. Like, I'm going to go get a new job, or I'm going to change this, you know, and I can't really change this. What are some tips you could give them that would provide them with that type of incentive to, maybe it's not changing their job, but maybe it's changing something else in their life that can give them that same satisfaction?
Well, I think that part of it and part of our holding back is that we are determined that we are the ones in control. And it, mm-hmm. control is an illusion. And control gets in the way of anything happening. And so what I would say is fundamental and as simplistic as it sounds. First of all, the person out there, just stop saying what you're not going to do and stop saying you don't have choices and stop all of that conversation and just sit in the place that says, you know what? I am open. I'm open and I'm willing to put my whole self in, period. No more complicated mm-hmm. than that. And then from that mm-hmm. space, just pay attention to the phone ringing, pay attention to something you see on Twitter, pay attention to everything around you. Enhance your visionary process by having magnified eyes. And start listening to what people are saying and kind of take, if you will, those baby steps one at a time and just be immersed in anything possible. I supported a woman wanting to be a great piano teacher. She didn't have a piano. She wanted a Steinway grand piano and she didn't want to pay for it. But she didn't come at me and say, it's never possible. I don't make enough money. It's never going to happen. I just said, let's pray together. Let's be open. Let's just be open. She goes to a concert. They announce at the concert they don't have a place to store their Steinway grand for 361 days of the year. They only use it 4 times. By the way, do any of you know anybody in our audience that could help us with this problem? Get a free piano for 5
awesome.
Years. But see, when we get into, just like you're saying so brilliantly, we get into, well, I can't right now, or it's not a good time, or it's that. The universe goes, honey, you're right. It's not a good time, not a good thing, you're right. It's not going to happen. Let's move on to somebody that's interested.
Well, that's it. And, you know, it's like when people say, oh, it's unbelievable. And it's like, I, you know, it's great. There's an expression, oh, it's so unbelievable. But it's like, no, it is absolutely believable. So that's, it's just changing the frame, you know, your mindset and your frame of mind. And I love that you're saying that because we can, you know, things, we can attract things. And I think that's what you're saying is that as long as we're open in our heart and our mind, then things will come to us.
Absolutely. And look where we are as a culture. I mean, last Sunday I got on my knee and I asked my life wife to marry me in front of the entire congregation. I mean, whoever dreamed, talk about dreams coming true. Whoever dreamed that that would be possible. You know,
congrats.
I mean, whoever dreams, dreams do come true. They always do. Anything is possible.
That's awesome. I love that. And, you know, Temple, let people know for those, because we're out of time for today, but can you let people know where they can learn more about you and find your book?
Absolutely. Simple enough. TempleHayes.com. That's with an E. So TempleHayes. TempleHayes.com. If they're interested in our community, it's unitycampus.com. Love to hear from you.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for being on our show today, Temple. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis, who unfortunately isn't here today. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. And remember, have an open heart and an open mind. Stay well.